The influence of women on fashion and popular culture in contemporary society is massive, but also sometimes overshadowed by contributions from better-known male counterparts. Well, not this week. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, Marian Winnick reviews two new books about women who deserve our attention. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. According to Calvin Klein, Claire McArdle invented sportswear, which is this country's major contribution to fashion. And now, thanks to Elizabeth Evatt Dickinson's delightfully readable biography, Claire McArdle, the designer who set women free, this extraordinary woman may finally be more widely given credit for it. She developed leotards and leggings, brought hoodies, denim, and leather into women's wear, ushered the swimsuit into its contemporary form, included pockets in her clothes, and made the wrap dress a wardrobe staple. Though we owe much of what hangs in our closets to Claire McArdle, writes Dickinson, it's her contemporary and rival Christian Dior's name we remember. Interestingly, both designers died at just 51, right about the same time, but Dior had the foresight to appoint a successor to manage his brand, a young fellow named Yves Saint Laurent. McArdle's failure to do so meant that her label closed down shortly after her death. McArdle's achievement was founded on unconventional choices. She chose not to have children and did not marry until nearly 40. She was ferociously private, rarely discussing her personal life in interviews, which makes Dickinson's deeply researched portrait all the more impressive, showing how a network of women supported each other in rigidly sexist times. One great example, during World War II, the chemical used to bleach cotton became unavailable. McArdle learned this from textile mill owner Hope Skillman, who apologized for the dingy off-white material she was producing as a result. McArdle didn't think it was so bad. She saw it as a creamy, mellow color and began using it, establishing a trend for the color we now call bone. Sophie Gilbert's excellent book, Girl on Girl, How Pop Culture Turned a Generation of Women Against Themselves, explores how the last three decades of music, movies, and media have written the story for women. In a carefully buttressed and sharply written analysis that takes into account a dizzying number of cultural products and characters, award-winning journalist Gilbert tries to understand how we got where we are today, a moment when the undeniable increase in women's power meets the repeal of Roe v. Wade and the re-election of Trump. If we can see what went wrong, she says, perhaps we can conceive of a more powerful way forward. As she considers topics ranging from the Spice Girls to Nora Ephron to Paris and Perez Hilton, from American Pie to Awkward Black Girl, from Sheryl Sandberg to Sheila Hetty to Kim Kardashian, she sees that, quote, so much of what I was trying to figure out kept coming back to porn. Insights of that come fast and bright, big and small. Quote, I've always wondered why people diminish girlhood as somehow cosseted or twee when the reality of coming of age as a young woman is so raw, filled with emotional violence and literal blood. The heroes of her account are sometimes unexpected, Taylor Swift and Instagram among them. Her deep dive into torture porn and its connection to Abu Ghraib is not for the faint-hearted. Truly, Gilbert deserves a medal, not only for her observations and her conclusions, but for navigating the sludge she had to wade through to get there. This is award-worthy, essential cultural criticism. But brace yourself. It ain't pretty.
The books are Claire McArdle, The Designer Who Set Women Free by Elizabeth Evatt Dickinson, and Girl on Girl, How Pop Culture Turned a Generation of Women Against Themselves by Sophie Gilbert. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.